The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell DC, interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell, live in studio, waiting to take your call. Let's talk about anything you'd like to get off your chest today relative to your health. Perhaps you had a problem. You've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things that you thought might work, but guess what? You ended up with the same old thing. That same place, nothing that worked. Well, here's an opportunity. Call me. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's discuss it. Get into the weeds a little deeper and find out what you really can do to make a difference. You know, I've had several really fun things that have happened over the last several weeks. And more than anything else, last week, I had the pleasure, the privilege of heading up an international symposium here in Washington, D.C. We've had about 225, 230 doctors from all over the globe that congregated at the Ritz-Carlton down in Pentagon City. And from the time I walked in last Wednesday to the time I emerged last Sunday, it was the most intense delivering of some academic performances and presentations that I've seen in many, many years. These guys are from all over the world. We have physicians, MDs from Germany and Russia and Korea and China and osteopaths and doctors of oriental medicine and chiropractors and so forth. And these guys are the best of the best. The conference was the International College of Applied Kinesiology, and we have 2,500 members worldwide that practice especially. The practice is simply this. It's the look at the body from the triad of health, which you've heard me talk about many, many times over the years. It simply says this. No matter what the problem is, whether you have cancer, whether you have a migraine headache, whether you have low back pain, whether you have an allergy, there's only three things that can cause it. One is trauma, injury. Another one is biochemical imbalance. You know, all those things that you put in your body that shouldn't be there, or the things that you need more of that you don't get enough of. And the third is stress, emotional. Here's the piece, that the body doesn't know physiologically the difference between something that happens to you structurally, something that you consume or don't consume, or something that you think about. The mind is an amazing piece of machinery that can cause and change and trigger anything to take place. But this is how this conference presents itself, and the brilliance across the board is just incredible. I really came away with a humbleness in me. You know, sometimes I think I know a lot of things, and then when I get in front of these guys, I realize I don't know as much as I think I know. But I always come away with a little bit more to be able to help you. So the presentations were an integrative application of all those things that we do. I happen to have the privilege, the honor of serving as the international chairman of Applied Kinesiology, but that's just the business end of it. That's just, you know, working the strings and making sure everybody does what they need to do and handle things. You got to be careful what you ask for when it comes to that kind of situation. But it was truly, truly, absolutely an amazing event. And springboard off of that, we have an ability that we're going to be setting up a curriculum in China, and we're going to be exchanging with a group of doctors that will actually be here in a couple of weeks, and then we're going to go back and forth. So much is taking place, and it is a privilege to be among these eagles, if you will. It's a privilege to be able to take that information and apply it on a day-to-day basis in our office. We're going to be talking about some things that are very specific today relative to your brain and concussion and dementia and Alzheimer's and things of that nature. You need to get a little look at this. And I'm going to continue that look, that presentation and demonstrations. This Thursday evening, I'm going to be doing a town hall Q&A over at the Westfield Marriott Hotel in Chantilly. It's the Washington Dulles Westfield Marriott, just off of Route 28. Join me. It's fun. There's absolutely no cost. I'd love to have you there. We're going to ask and present, and you can ask, and we'll demonstrate. It's going to be a fun night. Very laid back. Please join me. All you have to do is register for it so we can prepare for you. We're also going to talk about the way that we can measure inflammatory processes of the brain and other degenerative conditions, as well as something called brain span that many of you have heard about. Dr. Dan Johnston, who's an Army MASH doctor, good friend at this point, and just a guy who has tremendous intuitive skills when it comes to how the body works. When Dr. Dan was over in Afghanistan and Iraq, he began to think that, you know, PTSD, the things that were causing many of our servicemen not to function at the levels that they should, both in the battlefield and at home, had a common triggering mechanism, and part of it was an inflammatory reaction from many different approaches. One, some of the exposures they had. Two, obviously the stress levels, and three, injury patterns that were constant, losing limbs, if you will. All those things have an impact. So he came up with this test to how to measure the brain inflammatory pathways. And it's a real simple test. It's a finger prick test. And then it's followed up by this cognitive test. It asks you questions. It measures your flexibility, your memory pattern, your scores, and so forth. And it puts it together. And based on age, it shows you where you're at. So it's very predictive. It's not diagnostic, but it's very predictive. But he had literally thousands and thousands of these applications. And, you know, I met Dr. Dan about a year ago now, almost a year ago, about 10 months ago. And I was walking out of a lecture that I was giving down in Florida, and he was there with his company, and we got to talking, and I was very impressed with this application. Anyway, his product will be there. We'll be talking about it. I don't know if Dr. Dan will be with us, but we're going to try to get him there. Some of you have already met him. He's been at several of our presentations, but great guy, smart guy. But this product is excellent. Actually, it's, again, predictive. It's not diagnostic. So this coming Thursday, the 3rd at 7 p.m., August the 3rd, at the Westfields Marriott. Be there. All you got to do is call 703-698-7117 or register online at rosellcare.com. Love to see you there. We're going to have some fun, and I'm going to do some, you know, show and tells, things that we do on a day-to-day basis, but more importantly, as they're applied to your particular situation. Everything is open. You can ask any questions that you want. We're going to handle it. You know, dementia, you know, not able to function at the level that you should, is really growing. We're talking about 60% of all U.S. adults at that point, at some point in their life, are going to have loss of memory, loss of capacity. And we freak out because sometimes we, you know, we think it's leading to Alzheimer's and other destructive patterns. Sometimes it's age-related, but what does that really mean? You know, we have these so-called senior moments, you know, as some neuroscientists will call that. It's basically the brain isn't adapting the way it's supposed to. It's not as flexible as it used to be. But it's not because of age. And this is the thing that I keep telling people. You know, everybody wants to say, well, what do you expect for your age? Well, the bottom line is it's problems that are persistent that are not approached properly over time. And these age-related things can happen at a very young time. It can happen at a much older time. It can never happen. Again, it depends on what your lifestyle is. So when we see that we're losing our mental capacity, it evokes fear because we think that also correlates with losing our physical ability as well. Here's a bright note. You know, most memory blips, these day-to-day things, are nothing. They happen to all of us. They're due to stress. And as we get older, the brain, the information processing seems to slow down. And it means that you take a little longer to recall some, you know, who wrote that book? What's that guy's name? You know, I can see his face, but I can't come up with his name. Or, you know, I where was that place? I can see it, but I can't tell you what it was. The word's right on the tip of my tongue. And you're not able to recall as quickly as you used to. Well, when we have that young brain, it seems like everything goes quickly. But here's the thing. Remember structural, chemical, emotional? Those are the things that break the body down over a period of time. If you're suffering from pain that doesn't go away, if you have incapacity, or if you have a lifestyle that you're a couch potato, you don't move, you sit all the time, you're not using your muscles, your brain and your thinking is going to decline. You know, daydreaming sometimes is perceived as being a problem. Well, yeah, it is, but it isn't. It's sometimes we want to call it ADD. Sometimes we want to call it not being able to focus. But here's the deal. Your brain actually needs time out. And that's sometimes what daydreaming is all about. You got to shut it down. You kind of, you know, you need to block it off. How many of you can just, you know, be quiet and let the brain just kind of do what it wants to do and not worry about it? Not too many of us. But, you know, here's the deal. When do you worry about things? Well, maybe difficulty performing your daily tasks like paying your bills or taking care of your personal hygiene. I know some teenage guys that just don't like to get in the shower, but that's a horse of a different story. Sometimes you got to beat them to get in, but that's, we're older than that, right? If you ask the same question over and over and over again, sometimes you want a different answer, but that's why you ask. No, but seriously, if you answer it and you don't remember with the that you asked the question, difficulty making choices. And acupuncture, if you got a bad gallbladder, you have a problem making choices too. But seriously, you can't decide. You know, you exhibit poor judgment, particularly in social situations. You say, you know, what's that all about? He's acting like a 10-year-old. Not okay. Changes in personality, loss of interest in the things that you like to do. You just don't care anymore. You know, it's like, I don't want to do that. You know, I'm getting old. Not really. There's an issue there. Maybe you don't know how to handle what you used to handle. You know, memory lapses that will put you or other people in danger. You know, it's like you walk away and you leave the stove on. Sue is always yelling at me by doing that. I'm cooking an omelet and I turn immediately. There's a little counter there and I pull it off because I'm in a hurry. But that's not the kind of thing we're talking about. She says, you know, that I got a problem. I don't. Inability to recognize faces. You know, you see somebody and say, oops, got a problem. Not good. You know, denying a memory problem. You know, somebody says, you know, you don't remember that. Yes, I do. Quit saying that to me. It's not okay. It's not okay. So, and there's a differentiation between, you know, age-related changes and dementia. Remember what I said, age-related changes are not necessarily age-related changes. It's because you haven't been paying attention to your body. But if you make a bad decision once in a while, and, you know, you went, oh, my God, I shouldn't have done that. You know, or you miss a monthly payment. Maybe you're just over the top. You're too stressed out. You know, forgetting which day it is and remembering it later. When I was in college, one day went into the next. It was like 3 to 4 hours sleep trying to get through professional school. You know, forgetting which word to use. Well, you know, I grew up with two languages. Sometimes my vocabulary is not what it's supposed to be. Losing things from time to time. Are you kidding me? It's like I lose things all the time. Where's my keys? I can't remember what I did. It's because my brain is like an overdrive. Seriously, though, if you're not in those situations, those can be signals. But the bad ones are like you make poor judgment and decision-making calls. You can't manage your budget anymore. You lose track of the date or season. You don't know what it is. I thought it would. Oh, we're really in the fall already? You know, time passes quickly, but you can't have a conversation. You don't engage anymore, or you can't come up with the words, or you can't follow a thought process. You know, misplacing things, and you can't figure out what you did with them. Even if you retrace your steps, it's not okay. Those are triggering signs. We're going to talk about more about that, concussive patterns and so forth. And by the way, that'll be the theme a little bit as we go through and we present on Thursday evening. So be there with me. I'm going to be at the Westfield Marriott Hotel in Chantilly. It's the conference center just off of 20. It's really easy to get to. So all of you in the West that haven't had the ability to, you know, to talk to us, to, you know, you want to see some demos, you want to have some fun with me, this is your opportunity. I'll be out there. We're coming up to a break. We're going to talk more about concussion and things that you can do for it. Make sure you stay right where you are right now, tuned in right where you are. Don't go away. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. I'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about you today. Let's figure out what we can do to make your life a whole lot better. Actually, that's why this program's here. That's why we do this every Sunday live. No matter what the weather's doing outside, we figure out a way to make sure that we're getting the most immediate and updated information to you. You know, 40 years of practice, it's gone in a twinkling of an eye, and I've had the opportunity to touch and treat many people from a lot of different levels of life, and there's only one thing that's consistent. No matter what we do in the realm of strengthening our bodies or watching our bodies debilitate, there's only three things that can do it. Either that you've had injury to your structural system, all those things you can put your hands on. your biochemistry is off, things that you put in your body that shouldn't be there, things you're exposed to that we know are destructive, and things that you need to have more of that you failed to do. And the third is the way your brain works, the emotional state. And no matter what the condition is, we can trace it to that. This Wednesday or Thursday evening, the 3rd of August, 7 p.m., at Westfield's Marriott Hotel at the Conference Center. It's on Conference Center Drive in Chantilly, Virginia. Those of you out in the western areas that, you know, you wanted to come to one of our classes, this is an opportunity. We're going to do our health and wellness town hall Q&A, question and answers. I'm going to take your stuff, your questions, and we're going to talk about them. And we'll do some demonstrations. We'll show you how this integrative approach works. We're going to talk about the neurological system and, you know, how it applies to you, the emotional system, and how it applies to your situation. We're going to talk about, you know, the energetic platforms and so forth. I'm going to show you some things that are going to be really, really interesting. And in addition to that, we're going to show you and talk to you a little bit about this thing called brain span. And we're getting more and more used to its application, and it's very predictive. So if you think you got a brain problem, if you think that you have high levels of inflammation that may cause you to break down over a period of time, here's an opportunity to really find out what you can do about it. But it's amazing, amazing application. We talked a little bit about Dr. Dan Johnston, who is an Army MASH doctor, who's the guy that came up with this thing. So we're going to talk about his work a little bit. And if Dan's back from Colorado, who knows? He might even be there with us. But let's talk about, you know, the brain and all the things that are going boom in the night, if you will, and how the brain is breaking down and the things that, you know, shouldn't be there. But meantime, call us at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to take your calls today. Did you know that if you're in chronic pain, that you can ultimately end up with dementia? Did you know that? There's a lot of studies out there right now that indicate whether it's shoulder pain or knee pain or neck pain, doesn't make any difference. Researchers at the UC San Francisco found that as we get older and if we put up with pain, the persistent pain shows a much, much more readily declining memory pattern. So as we get older, we're likely to have dementia if we've had pain for a long period of time. It's that simple. Last June, a year ago, the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine, appears to be one of the first in this country to really make that correlation and present it, you know, to its participants. The research they did, and it was over a period of 12 years, they did 10,000 participants, 60 years old and over, and these participants said that they were persistently troubled by moderate or severe pain, you know, for several years. And, you know, the minimum requirement was like 2 years. And then they measured their memory pattern over a period of 10 years. And they compared to those who didn't have pain. And what they saw specifically was, and the correlation was very right on, those who have pain, structural pain, that doesn't go away, even if it's medicated, if it's still there, if it's limiting, if it doesn't go away, that memory declines over time, and it gets harder and harder doing things that we've talked about with tasks of daily living and independently managing medications and finances, ultimately shoving a lot of people into, you know, assisted living, and that's not okay. You know, we're not supposed to go that way. Elizabeth Whitlock is a physician, MD, who did her postdoctoral fellowship with the UCSF Department of Anesthesia. And she saw that the findings were pointing towards people that had cognitive loss that definitely had a history of pain. Elderly people need to maintain their cognition, but they can't maintain cognition if they're constantly putting up with pain. It begins to break the system down. And there's, you know, and they actually went on to, you know, say that there was three primary triggering mechanisms when it came to the pain threshold. But a lot of those have to do with the inflammatory levels, which we've talked about repetitively. And there was a study that went along with this and said that chronic pain sufferers found that those who took non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen had nearly the same increased dementia as those that were taking other drugs and painkillers called opioids. that's not okay. So if you're taking ibuprofen, if you're taking all these crazy drugs out there, thinking that you can blunt the pain, it's not going to work. It actually increases the pathways, and you end up with the same problem. So you got to get rid of the pain, and there's ways of getting there. We're going to talk about Thursday night, so show up. Give us a call here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We've got to take a break. Right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. Call 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's talk about your stuff today. Got a lot of things on my mind, but nevertheless, you're far more important than these things that I have, except for the data, the information. We're talking about how the brain works, right? And with my crazy brain, I have to make sure that it's on target all the time, that I don't forget. Mine's like overwhelmed, and you know, we all feel that way at some point or the other. But there's a topic that I want to touch upon. We actually could spend about four programs on it, but we know that diabetes is on the rise in the United States and throughout most Western cultures. It's because of the type of food that we put in our body. You know, we eat the same things that we give our cattle to go to slaughter. We want to fatten up, and unfortunately, with doing that, inflammatory levels go way high. We eat way too many carbs and sugars, and we don't eat as many good fats as we should. And it's one of the major factors that starts the brain from, you know, doing what it's supposed to be doing as far as function, but also it also causes the brain to start declining and cause degenerative disease. Do you know, by the time that you're 80 years old to 85 years old, if we're still on the planet, you know, over 60% will have significant memory capacity problems. That's not okay. You know, and as my patients are getting older, you know, I've watched them for decades, and I see them going into memory decline. I see some of them going to Alzheimer's. And, you know, my grandmother, when she passed away many years and years ago, went into, she died of a combination of Alzheimer's and lymphoma. And it was an awful process. But as we see people getting worse as they get older, it's preventable. And that's the whole thing. We want to see it stop. And you can stop it. You're the one that has the capacity to do that. So there's this thing called type 3 diabetes that I want to talk to you about today. And it's a huge link between not only dementia and Alzheimer's specifically, but other neurodegenerative diseases. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, but I'll talk about more about it this Thursday evening when I do the town hall presentation. Again, I'm just going to do a small presentation. I'm going to talk about you and the things that that you can do to help yourself. And we're going to give you some tips today. But before that, let's go to the phones. Edward, how can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I had shingles several years ago that the nerve path it chose was down my leg and onto my foot. And so I've got some nerve damage in my foot, neuropathy or whatever they call it. And I just wanted to know what the research shows in terms of how to get those nerves back on track.
There's a lot of things that can be done, but it's individualistic. Do you know what nerve tract was being affected? You know, whether it was the, because all the nerves that go into your leg come from the low back. The upper portion of the low back has a very specific distribution. The lower portion of the low back and the pelvis has another distribution. It's going down the back of your leg, the front of your leg. Does it go to the top of your foot? Does it go to the bottom of your foot?
Well, initially, the pain from the shin, I guess after the shingles was gone, was down my shin. That's gone, but it's at the ball of my feet and the instep.
Okay, so, and you don't have any blood sugar handling problems? You're not diabetic at any level whatsoever?
I am diabetic. I'm about, last measure was 6.9.
Okay, so that's significant. So it could be a combination of both things. When you have a neuropathy like that, the pathways are being affected by two different things. You can have residual damage. It's usually when you have a shingles pattern, the end result is usually a hyper-irritability, irritation. You can't even touch the skin sometimes. It hurts so much. But as a diabetic, you can lose sensation, and then you have the prickling feeling. You can have some numbness. It's a combination of things. The first thing that you have to do is you got to get that diabetes under control. and it has to do not with taking insulin and so forth. You've got to combine the right type of diet and also exercise on a day-to-day basis. Then there's things like that you can take. Berberine will help. B12 at high levels will help, but B12 with folate, thiamine, which is B1, those things in combination, low energy light, laser, and acupuncture. It depends on the patient. It depends on the pathways. But the first step is you've got to get that blood sugar under control. It has to drop. Your diet has to, you got to be a saint. And if you really want to reverse this thing, much can be done. You can give our office a call, talk to Sue or Mary Jane. They'll begin the process of directing you and putting you in the right position. But if you combine the approaches properly, if you're willing to really do what it takes to get it done, you can get a lot of changes in this. But that's the way you would approach it. You'd look at, you know, what biochemical pieces are aberrant. You look at any kind of neurological degeneration that's incorporated. And then you would treat it based on what the findings are. But the first thing that you do, if you're not doing it already, get out and walk every day. 2 miles a day. I don't care how fast you do it. If you're taking one slow step at a time, do it every day. Get the sugars and the starches out of your diet. Go to a very high level of vegetables. Leave the fruits alone. If you can have any fruit, you have a little bit of berries. Keep your protein levels up high and eat multiple times a day. But that's the start. That's where you begin. Now, if you're on diabetic medication and you're doing the things I tell you to do, keep an eye on it because you're going to drop like a rock. Just doing those things will make a huge difference. So you have to be very careful. And, you know, when you see your blood sugars drop, you have to work with your doc if he's got it on you so you can start dropping this down and then increase the proteins and you'll continue to see it lowering. But exercise, get the diet changed. Give us a call, Edward. Happy to help you, but this is something that can be done, but you got to get control out of that situation first. Ron, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Yes, Dr. Tom?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm very interested in your concept today. I wanted to make sure I had this right. Dr. Don Johnston or Johnson?
Johnston.
Okay, and I wanted to talk about these inflammatory factors versus my concept is resilience. What are the protective factors that go along with it that might mitigate some of that NFKB and the cytokinesis?
Okay, so when you're dealing with the enkephalin beta pathways, that's a whole different, I mean, there's multiple pieces of inflammatory responses in the body. That's one. Chronic pain, you're going to see more of that pathway than you're going to see of others. Now, when you're measuring the brain span test, and that's what you're referring to when you're talking about Dr. Correct. Johnson's information, it measures palmitic acid, it measures overall inflammatory exposures, it measures trans fats, omega fatty acids, and so forth, as they are depleted or excess. So if you have high levels of palmitic acid, obviously way too many carbs and sugars and junk food within the diet. The trans fats obviously aren't things that are supportive of the body and they're going to cause cellular degradation. Inflammatory levels are going to correlate a lot with the omega-3s and they have to be balanced 3, 6 to 9. So when you look at these things, you have to look at them as group. Then you measure it based on the cognitive response patterns and you see how far down. Again, predictive, not diagnostic. So when you look at these things, then you start looking at the cholines, phosphatidylserines, some of the other neurotransmitters that you may have to support, but it's also meant to look at dietary patterns as well. So it's not about throwing a whole bunch of nutrient bases at things. It's about correcting the underlying thing that triggered it. If it's diet, you have to deal with the dietary patterns. You look at it very critically. If it's a pain pattern that is constant, and that's where your NF-kappa and betas are going to come into, right, particularly with those patients, you got to knock those down. And it depends specifically on the patient and how they're presenting. So, again, it's a piece of what we're using. It's just another tool that we're using to kind of divine into the patient to see what's going on. You're going to look at the gut. You're going to look at the liver. You're going to look at the function of the adrenal pathways. If you're in a hypoadrenic pattern and the patient's not producing its own steroidal levels at the level they need to, you know, you don't want to go out and give them, you know, prednisone. You want to find the underlying pattern, fix that, and go on from there. So that's a thumbnail. I understand that we don't have the time to get in it in length, right, but that's the basic pattern.
That was very helpful. And does he have any written material on BAN by Dr. Johnson?
Sure. All you got to do is go to the website. Go to brainspan.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for your call, Ron. Appreciate it. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We're getting into an area. I'm going to take more of your calls, by the way. I see the lines are lighting up. Into something that's very specifically important to our health overall. You know, if we don't pay attention to the things that are the triggering mechanisms, then we're caught in a loop of things that can lead not only to impairment, but death and early death. It's not okay. You know, the researchers are predicting right now that Alzheimer's will predict about 110 million people by 2050. Not only is that debilitating, but it's expensive. So we get into this type 3 diabetes that I started talking about a few minutes ago, and is a huge link between neurodegenerative, neurodestructive patterns, Alzheimer's, and we'll call it old age dementia, and what's going on. And the research shows that it's a type of insulin resistance. There's a guy by the name of Mark Hyman. He's the director of integrative medicine at the Cleveland Clinic, and great guy. I've heard him lecture many times. I've had the opportunity to meet him. And he's coined a term called diabesity. And he said that's come from too many carbohydrates and sugars and not enough good fats, you know, the olive oils and the coconut oils and so forth. And he said when you have that kind of diet, it starts early. It doesn't start late in life. It starts early on as a teenager, as a child. We're seeing more and more fat kids today. Shouldn't be that way. And over a period of time, the damage to the brain, it begins to rob memory and destroy capacity for way too many people. So we're looking at this resistance pattern, but it has to do with lifestyle, lack of exercise. How many people are stuck on their pads all day long, you know, their cell phones, and they're not getting outside. And, you know, I yell at young people that come in the office, get outside, put those things away. The pre-diabetics or the metabolic syndrome folks have a major increased risk for this pre-dementia or this some authors are going to call it mild cognitive impairment. Well, you know what? Mild cognitive impairment, untreated or reversed in a way that you can begin to get your life back, leads to these things of destructive degeneration. Not okay. So we have a huge effect on multiple systems of the body, not just one. And you have to understand that. This Thursday evening, I'm going to talk about a lot of this and why you need to be vigilant and you need to take some actions now, not just put up with and, you know, embrace the axiom, what do you expect for your age? You don't have to live badly. You can change virtually anything. Bobby, how can I help you?
Doctor, my heart rate, resting heart rate's in the 90s, and I was wondering if there's some natural ways to lower it. The doctor wanted me to take Atenolol, A-T-E-N-O.
Atenolol. It's Atenolol, yeah.
And I looked up the side effects, and I don't want to take it.
Now, so, let me ask you some questions, okay? How old are
sure.
you?
75.
Okay, so here's the deal with increased heart rate. In our experience over years, it's usually a result of things that neurologically aren't working the way they're supposed to. Let's take the heart to begin with. The heart has three neurological innervations. It has the vagus nerve, which is a brain nerve. It has the pacemakers within the heart. And then it has nerves from the your back, at the upper portion of your back, at the lower portion of your neck. If those nerves are irritated, you don't have to have pain, but you can have abnormal function, which often occurs and causes the heart to be irregular in its beat. So you have to look at that.
May I interrupt you right there?
Yes, sir.
I do have serious problems with my back, and I've just started under Veterans Choice getting treated by an orthopedic spine specialist.
Okay, and so what you need to do is you need to see a chiropractor, an osteopath, or an acupuncturist, because orthopedically there's not much that they're going to be able to do for you to eliminate that underlying triggering mechanism. We'll set that aside, and you can send me a note, and I'll get into that with you back and forth. Happy to do that for you. So the other piece has to do with allergy reactions. Are you a coffee drinker?
Yes, but not every day.
Okay, so here's the deal. A little bit of caffeine for some people is too much, regardless of the source. And if you have any sensitivity to coffee or even black teas or chocolate, anything that has caffeine in it, in even some of the medications, if you take Excedrin or things of that nature that have caffeine base as part of their components, it can trigger your heart rate. So those are two things. You have to look at things that cause inflammation. Higher the inflammatory levels, the higher your heart rate's going to be. So you look at it multidimensionally, and you look at that. Unless there's damage to the heart, and they can show that the pacemaker and as a result things called the Purkinje fibers that allow the heart to contract properly are aberrant. They're not working the way they're supposed to. The next thing you look at is magnesium, and you look at sodium, and you look at potassium and the right balances within the heart tissue. Those have to be optimal. Otherwise, you're going to have not only a high heartbeat, but you're also going to have a heart missing. You're going to feel it.
How do you measure them?
There's easy tests that do that. You have to go to somebody who does functional medicine as we do. You're down in the Williamsburg area. Send me a note on my website, Bobby, and I will send you the name of 2-3 people down there that I think may be very useful to you. Happy to do that for you. We're coming up to a break, unfortunately, but I'll get that done. There's a lot of good people around. You just got to know where they're at, and you have to be treated properly. If you have pain, you have to get somebody who really understands the structural components of the body and is able to treat pain properly, not just by putting the fire out with another drug. That's not okay. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Don't go away. We've got a lot more to tell you.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You listen to Dr. Tom Rizal live, as you do every Sunday, 12 noon, if you're on the Eastern Ski Board. If you're not, then do the math. You know where you are. Glad that you're all listening, particularly those of you Armed Forces Radio that happen to stream this program. Whatever we can do for you, please let us know. We salute your service. Thank you very much. This Thursday evening, I'll be at the Marriott Conference Center in Chantilly, right off Route 28, easy to get to. So if you're all out in that area or any place, please join us. This is about you. We're going to do a town hall, health and wellness. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this type 3 diabetes and how it affects the brain, but also the problems of chronic everything that just doesn't go away. And we're going to do some demonstrations. We're going to show you why this beautiful model called integrative therapeutics really works and should be supported, no matter whether you're in a state of, I got to get rid of this problem, or I want to make myself as healthy as I can possibly be. This is a night for you. So we're kind of we're hitting many different places around the Washington metropolitan area. I think we have one more scheduled for this year, and then we won't be doing them again until next year. So this is an opportunity. Join us at the Marriott Hotel at the Washington Conference Center in Chantilly. Go online, register there at rozelcare.com, or call the office at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Ken, thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Well, sir, I have severe pains in my knees, all my joints, and I have been on opioids. I'm off now. I've been off for several months.
Good.
And I took myself off.
Good job.
And it was a little difficult, but I managed it very well. And I also take from a shop, I get these things called OMPS tablets, and they help a little bit, but not very well. I don't know if they're good or bad. I'm not sure. But I'm looking for somebody that can help me with my pain. That's not going to stick me with a bunch of needles and, you know, I go to a pain clinic, that's all they want to do is put needles in me, or I have a VA doctor that wants to hypnotize me. And
yeah, that's not okay. Ken, let me ask you some quick questions, only because we're coming up to the end of the program. I want to help you.
Yes.
You're in Fredericksburg, so I passed you twice in the last 2 days, but that's neither here nor there. How old are you?
I'm 70. I'll be 72 next month.
Okay. How heavy are you? What's your weight?
About 185, 190 maybe.
Okay.
185, I think it is.
All right. So here's the deal. Are you bone on bone?
I'm sorry, sir?
Do your x-rays show that your knees are bone on bone, or are they just telling you that you have painful knees, degenerative knees, but you know you still have function and you're not a replacement candidate? I mean, they're not going to replace your knees.
Well, they've talked about that. I have had doctors suggest that back some time ago, but again, I don't want to go through any more operations. I've had about 12 operations, and I'm just destroyed with them.
Okay, so here's the deal, and you know, I don't have the time to get into it deeply, but if you send me a note, I will go back and forth with you and then try to find somebody that might be able to help you. It comes down to this. Any kind of arthritic degeneration starts with inflammation. The inflammatory levels get high. When inflammation is persistent and doesn't go away, it starts breaking down the joint spaces. But you don't treat the inflammation, you treat what's causing the inflammatory reaction to begin with. So it can be anything from muscles that are not holding the way they're supposed to because the nerves from the spine, the acupuncture channels, the organ systems that relate to the different muscles are being stressed, your dietary patterns. And I'm just going to give you a mantra: sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMO products. All those things are known inflammatory culprits. And if you have those things in your diet on a regular basis, even a little bit, they're going to cause inflammatory levels to be triggered. There are things that you can use, you know, to help that. But again, you're putting the fire out. The first thing you have to do is look at the structural system, see if you're consuming things that shouldn't be done. Balance those two things: manipulation, acupuncture, low energy light laser. We treat a lot of professional athletes, and you can imagine the traumas that they go through, and you know, the hits that they take, both cognitively and structurally. They can be fixed, but they have to do things very specifically. You can be fixed, Ken. You can get a lot of help, but you have to do things very specifically. If you send me a note, and I'll try to find somebody that can really service you, I'll do everything I can to lead you in the direction. But arthritic conditions are the end product of things gone bad in the body. But once you find out how bad they are, where they're coming from, you reverse them. The body has a beautiful way of healing things up. So if you're not a surgical candidate, things can be done. We're coming up to that point of the program. I've got to say goodbye, but we'll see you next week. Don't go away. Same place, same time, same old station. Love you a lot. Bye.